To glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark. Glow in the dark. Glow in the dark.
Welcome to the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatorio. You'll find my stuff online at glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com. That's M-I-K-E-L-U-O-M-A. That's how you can find me on Facebook and Twitter, too, afterthere.com/MikeLuoma. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/glowinthedarkradio. You can sign up for my mailing list at any of my websites at glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com or that Facebook page. When you sign up for the mailing list, you get a free ebook called The Glow in the Dark Radio Guide to Life. It's an anthology. It has some comic book stuff to it, has some text, some prose stuff, an Alibi Jones short story that's not available anywhere else, excerpts from the rare Vatican Assassin Index. And you get that just for joining the mailing list. And then sometimes I give free stuff away to the mailing list, so you can even get more. Most recently, we gave away an ebook copy of Alibi Jones and the Hornet's Nest. And everybody on the list had a chance to get that for free. So again, if you want to sign up for the mailing list, just head over to one of my websites, glowinthedarkradio.com, mikeluoma.com, or the Facebook page, facebook.com/glowinthedarkradio. I don't send out that many emails either, maybe once a month, if that. If you're not familiar with the concept of glow-in-the-dark radio, what I do is I read to you from my work. I write science fiction and comic books, and I read those stories to you a chapter at a time, a week at a time, on this glow-in-the-dark radio podcast. We are in the middle of Alibi Jones, the novel. But what I also like to do is to kind of give you a little bit of a story so far, or where the story is now, kind of a look at where we're at, so that if you've just started listening to this podcast for the first time, you can still listen to this episode and kind of know where we're at, where we're going. One thing you should know is that an alien race thought long dead may have returned. Alibi Jones discovered the Eldred were aiding the Tekta in kidnapping efforts as he tracked down a missing friend. Their trail led to a formerly abandoned Eldred base, and a once small-time crook now operating on Eldred and humans for unknown reasons. Now, everybody thought the Eldred died off 20 years ago, at the end of their war against we humans. Their race's very existence was tied into the life of their creator's race, those the rest of the settled universe called the Ancient Enemy. The Eldred only remained alive so long as one of the Ancient Enemy was alive. As no one knew, one of the Ancient Enemy was in suspended animation for centuries. No one knew this was the case. But once that member of the Ancient Enemy, Dolomei, came out of suspended animation, fought both the Eldred and humanity, and was killed, the Eldred died off immediately. That was over 20 years ago. So, discovering the Eldred alive again 2 decades later has some chilling implications. Have the Ancient Enemy somehow returned as well? Alibi's Aunt Anita fought and led the fight against the Eldred in that war 20 years ago. She's having a hard time believing Alibi when he says the Eldred have returned. Photographic proof wasn't even enough. So now, she's going with him back to the Eldred base. In Chapter 14 of Alibi Jones, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. As far as news goes, I don't have that much to share with you this week. I've been working on that ebook I was mentioning last week. I've got this idea of putting together some old columns of mine and turning it into an ebook in time for a certain movie that's coming out with characters that I cover in those columns. So I've been kind of wrestling with that, and we'll see if that comes to fruition at some point here. I'm doing a lot of rewriting and a lot of editing, and some rereading, too, so it's taken a little more effort than I thought it would, or maybe a lot more effort than I thought it would. Because I want to do it right, you know? But that's what I've been working on this week, so that's about all the news I have. Guess that means it's faster to get to the chapter. Chapter 14 of Alibi Jones is on the way next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Hey guys, I'm Ray Belli, the host of Words for Granted, a brand new podcast that looks at how words change over time. Have you ever wondered where words come from or why they mean what they mean? Yeah? Well, me too. In fact, I think about these things all the time, and that's why I've created Words for Granted. It's kind of like an ongoing greatest hits compilation of the most fascinating word evolutions in the English language. Did you know that villain once meant farm worker, or that bead once meant prayer? The bottom line is, if you're a word nerd, let's be friends. You can find out more about the show at wordsforgranted.com and follow Words for Granted on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I hope you tune in to the next show.
Now here's Chapter 14 of Alibi Jones on Glow in the Dark Radio. Anita commands Alibi's cruiser and leads a small squadron of 10 other safe ships out of Ceres Central that afternoon. Alibi pilots the ship with Kit as his co-pilot. Katie, Piccolo, and Anita ride along on the bridge. Four safe troopers are also on board for the ride, to provide added security and manpower once they land on the planetoid. "I've got a surprise for you," Anita tells Alibi, as he pilots the ship out from Ceres Central to a safe transpace jump point. "Oh, really?" he asks. "We need to make a quick side trip," she says. "We'll meet up with the safe ships at a staging area a short jump away from our destination." "Why?" he asks her. "Where are we going?" "Rigel 4," she says. There's a sparkle in her eyes. She tells him, "We're picking up Krish." "No way! How'd you get him to leave his house?" "I sent him your footage of the possible Eldridge," she says, "and I told him to stop being such an old fart."
"Well, even better," Alibi smiles. He punches in the transspace coordinates for Rigel 4.
After their quick trip to pick up Krish, they head out for the edge of Tekta space to the staging area near the abandoned Eldred planetoid. Their safe scout ship's initial sweep of the area turns up no nearby Tekta vessels, so they jump all 11 of their ships through transpace and take up positions around the planetoid. No enemy forces appear as Alibi breaks orbit and brings the cruiser down for a landing unmolested. The 10 safe ships array themselves in tight orbits to keep watch over them. Alibi brings the cruiser down in between the underground hangar and the lab building. He points out the stacked pyramid of dead human and Eldred bodies as they fly over.
"There! Those Eldred on that pile aren't all from 20 years ago," he says, like a tour guide pointing out the gruesome landmark.
"Oh no, are those..." Anita can't finish. She looks away, back from the viewport.
"There are people on that pile too,"
she says quietly, looking back at the others gathered on the cruiser's bridge. "Masakov or Ashimeth or whatever he called himself did some horrible things here, Aunt Anita," Alibi cautions her. "You might not want to look inside the lab building. It's a chamber of horrors."
"I'll decide what I can see and can't see, thank you, Alibi,"
Anita snaps rather curtly.
"I've been dealing with the horrors of war since before you were born."
"I never thought I would ever see the Eldred again,"
Krish interrupts, still staring out the viewport.
"Those are definitely Eldred bodies out there. The question is, are those from 20 years ago or yesterday?"
Alibi lands the ship near the lab building. They dress in EVA suits and head out of the cruiser into the vacuum of the planetoid's surface. Despite Alibi's warnings, Anita has them head for the lab building. Krish asks to break off on his own to examine the Eldred bodies on the death mound. Anita sends him off with Kit and two safeguards to conduct his own investigation. Alibi, Anita, Katie, and Piccolo head for the lab building.
"Katie, you might want to stay outside," Alibi tries to warn her off.
"You don't need to protect me,"
she says curtly over the comm.
"I've already seen it. Nothing in there will shock me now."
Alibi is still arguing as they enter the airlock.
"Well, excuse me for trying to spare you guys the most disgusting sights I've ever..."
Alibi stops short, his last word echoing in their ears as the inner door of the airlock opens on a vast, empty space. Everything is gone. The inside of the building has been cleared out. All that are left are the echoes. Every monitor, every gurney has been removed.
All the tanks and tubes and arcane machinery has been taken out. The only clue to the horrors that went on there are stains on the floor and raw wiring hanging from the walls. Alibi wanders into the space, looking around. It's all gone, he says softly as he takes it in.
It's okay, Alibi, Anita says, trying to comfort him. I saw the footage. I know this is the same place. I can tell it's been cleaned out. I'm not going to question that.
Alibi keeps walking through the giant emptiness. He looks around at the walls. A flash of light on polished metal catches his eye. The manacles are still in place, but broken open now, hanging from the wall. Alibi remembers the giant, drooling, mindless hulk that had been suspended there. He wanders over to where the muscular man had been held in place, strapped to the wall. All that are left are his shattered bindings. It looks like he might have busted out of them. Maybe he took out some Tekta before he went down, Alibi says to himself. He walks over to the wall. A strange sensation stops him in his tracks. A feeling of something. He grows aware that Krish is speaking in his ear over the comm.
There are fresh bodies here, Krish says, but they are all human. The Eldred bodies still appear to be older.
I do not think that the bodies of the ones we shot during the rescue are on this pile, Alibi, Kit says over the comm. I do not see any new Eldred bodies.
Damn. Hey, Krish, Alibi calls out, picturing the scene in his mind. Any sign of a really big guy out there on the pile?
A big guy?
Krish asks, looking for clarification. Alibi stares at the place where the man used to hang. Yeah, maybe 6'2", muscular?
Nope. Haven't seen anyone matching that description yet. But we're still looking.
You remember that big guy, Kit? Alibi asks.
I do, Kit says. But I do not see him out here on the pile.
Huh, Alibi wonders, but moves on. Do me a favor, Krish. Test some of those Eldred bodies. See how long they've been dead. You'll see, Alibi insists.
I will, Alibi. Just nothing new so far. There are a lot of human remains on top of the pile.
Attention, ground unit. We've got company.
The voice of the safe commander in orbit echoes in their ears as it rings out over the comm.
A wing of Tekta fighters just showed up. They're keeping their distance for now. Could be scouts for a larger force, so I'm advising you to wrap it up down there and get back up here so we can head home.
Advice noted, Anita replies. Keep me informed of any change in mission status, she orders the commander.
Aye, ma'am,
he answers.
Alibi, we've got to go, she says to him,
a note of apology in her voice. Ah, hell, Alibi swears. There's obviously something to this place, or they wouldn't keep trying to chase us off, he insists.
True, they have been rather protective. She pauses, looks around the lab space. Of apparently nothing.
Krish chimes in over the comm.
Found something!
A new Eldred body? Alibi asks, hopefully.
No, sorry, Krish replies. But I think we've got Masakov's body. Kit made the identification. We're going to wrap it up and bring it back for testing.
Wrap it up there, then, Anita tells him. Time to go. The dogs are barking at the door.
So I heard, Krish agrees. See you back at the ship.
We should go, Anita says to the group. I'm sorry, Alibi.
He hangs his head. Anita turns and leads them towards the building's airlock.
Whoever they are, they're good, Piccolo observes.
What the hell does that mean? Alibi asks.
Gotta be good to clean out a place like this as fast as they did. Takes a lot of manpower to do it. Quick as they had to.
He stops. Alibi walks over to him.
You've what?
Alibi prods him.
I've been part of a clean team before,
Piccolo admits.
Sometimes you gotta clean an operation out before the...
He stops again. He looks at Anita, looks back at Alibi.
Well, you know, before the law shows up and stuff. I saw this place before. Would have taken a lot of people to clean it out like this so quick.
Or a lot of Tekta, Anita says.
Or Eldred, Alibi insists. He had a lot of them working for him here.
Anita doesn't respond. She heads out the open airlock and onto the planet's surface, leading the way back to Alibi's ship. Alibi lags behind the group, looking around the empty building. Her silence speaks volumes. Alibi knows Anita believes there was something here, but he's pretty sure she's not convinced that there were new Eldred running around. She thinks he's been fooled, or simply mistaken. He can almost hear her thinking out loud. It's so obvious. He trails the group as they reach his ship. Krish comes bounding up with Kit and their two safe trooper companions trailing, carrying the wrapped-up body of Masakov and a pallet of sample boxes between the three of them.
Alibi, could you open the cargo hold for the samples?
Krish asks.
I want to take them back to Regel 4 for testing.
Sure,
Alibi makes his way to the back of the ship to help Kit and the safe officers load their cargo.
Ma'am, we've got more company. The Tekta have showed up in force.
The safe commander cuts in over the comm.
Let's get going, Anita says, opening the ship's airlock. Alibi? In back, loading up. Let the guards finish. You and Kit get up to the bridge. Get us out of here now,
Anita says, coldly, methodically.
Everybody else, get on board.
Jeesh!
Piccolo sighs too loudly.
Lock it!
Anita snaps back at him. No one else says another word, as they move quickly to get on board the cruiser. Once back on the bridge, Alibi lifts the ship up off the planetoid to rendezvous with their safe escort. He brings the cruiser over to dock with a safe stinger ship to drop off their safe personnel. Then they fly free and head back to Solar Alliance space. The safe squadron goes its own way.
Damn it,
Anita says to no one in particular, as Alibi begins charging the transpace engine for the jump back to Rigel 4.
Damn what? Alibi asks. I don't like it, she answers. Why are the Tekta so obsessed with this rock? What are they hiding?
Don't know, he says with attitude, since you're letting us get chased away.
I might be curious, but I don't want to start a war,
she answers sharply.
Today we keep the peace. I'm sure the Prime Representative will appreciate that.
Sorry, Alibi apologizes, but he's not sure why. Their first transpace jump takes them to Rigel 4. They drop off Krish and his gruesome cargo as the scientist takes Masakov's body back to his home lab for testing. Once Krish is home, Alibi brings the rest of them back to Ceres Central. After finishing the post-flight checklist, Alibi leaves the bridge and finds Ananita, Katie, Kit, and Piccolo waiting for him outside the cruiser. Everybody looks uncomfortable.
What's going on? Alibi asks as he approaches.
Piccolo shifts uneasily before he speaks.
I should be going, I guess,
Piccolo stammers out.
Other jobs, work to do, you know.
I see. So, go ahead, Alibi says. Don't expect a tearful goodbye from me.
You're just going to let him go, Katie asks, suddenly angry.
He has not done anything except lie, repeatedly,
Kit points out.
Nothing we can hold him on,
Alibi admits.
This sucks, Katie says. She storms off.
Anita glares at Alibi and then follows after her.
Katie? Katie, dear, hold on,
she calls as she goes after her. Piccolo stares at the fleeing girl, almost looking hungry.
Hey!
Alibi shouts at the man. His head snaps back around to Alibi. You touch her, I'll kill you. No questions asked. So you better be going to get a new job. This one, her, it's over.
It is over,
Piccolo nods.
Too much trouble.
He looks down at his feet, glances up at Alibi, and then over at Kit. He shrugs. He turns away and walks off across the Sirius Central port.
I should probably be going as well, Alibi. I should check back with my people, Kit says. But I have enjoyed your company. You have changed my mind about humans. And I have not killed you yet, have I?
No, you haven't, Alibi admits. But what do you mean? You're leaving too?
I am. There are things back on her to which I must attend. But you can get in touch with me on your wand if you need my help. I would gladly assist you again, should the need arise.
Thanks. Kit gives him contact information. Alibi stores it for easy retrieval on the wand. Kit offers a nod and then turns to go. He walks off through the port. Alibi watches him go. He finds himself standing alone next to his ship. Huh, he says to himself. What now?
That was Chapter 14 of Alibi Jones on Glow in the Dark Radio. And Alibi is left standing all alone. What now? What's next? Everybody goes their separate ways? Well, since there are 6 more chapters and a whole bunch more pages in the book, probably not. So you'll have to come back and find out what happens next. It's just a brief pause in the action. In Alibi Jones, we'll get into Chapter 15 of Alibi Jones next time on Glow in the Dark Radio. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. And I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.